For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. We have a fun and exciting show, backed by popular demand. The masses have called for him, demanding him. They were about to ride, so we had to get him on. He jumped on a plane, and he is now here live in studio, just crunching the numbers.
Jesus Christ, that's the longest introduction I've ever heard. Say his fucking name. God damn it. Wow.
Sports fan, everybody.
Hey.
Brian, where are you going to be? You got any shows coming up?
Oh, yeah, with you this week in Toronto. We're leaving tomorrow morning.
At 7 in the morning.
Yeah, and we're doing 4 days of 4,000 shows.
4 days, 2 shows a day.
Yeah, with Dean Del Rey in Toronto.
Are they at two different places?
Yeah.
You got 8 o'clock at one place, then at 10 o'clock at another place?
I'm wearing my football jersey right now.
Yes, you are. Toronto Blue Jays football jersey.
So we're doing the Comedy Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get on a bus or a jet.
Taking a jet to the Comedy Underground.
Comedy Underground.
Where I get to watch you get 2 stones.
I'm not going to get stoned. But
it's going to be blown in your face till you get stoned.
Yeah, it's really funny because you're like, I'm not going to smoke weed. And then the minute your foot hits the stage, you're greened out.
Yeah, because this is a place that's literally like the size of a belly room at the Comedy Store, but everyone's dabbing and smoking and just blowing the smoke right to your face.
So, like, if our show is at 11, people get there about 8.
Right.
And they just smoke because they'll do, like, improv in a stoner house.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
This place is crazy, too, because it's the only place that, like, they have this term that I've only heard in Toronto at this club. It's called green out, and that's where people smoke so much weed that they pass out. Tony Hinchcliffe, when I was there last time with him, had to take off his shirt and sit outside, and like he was almost passed out. Doug Benson passed out on the couch and slept for like an hour.
That's God. Yeah. You know, when you take Doug Benson down, that's fucking high as shit.
Yeah.
Tonight at the Comedy Store, I have the Comedy Chaos, Joe Rogan, Eddie Bravo, Steve O, Anthony Jeselnik, Morgan Murphy, Ian Bagg. We're close to selling out, so if you're watching this live, grab your tickets now. Any other dates you want to push, Red Bam?
Yeah, next month I'll be in Edmonton with Kate Quigley.
Dude, you've never played there?
No.
You're going to love it.
I know. I can't wait. I'm excited. I know there's a lot of people up there.
So they're co-headlining you guys?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much Kate was already doing the shows, and then she's like, I need to find somebody to open up. I was like, I'll just do it.
I think you should have been
that's
doing
what you
this
guys
a long
did in Alaska, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You should be doing that all the time.
I know.
You need to get out of L.A. and just test your kung fu. I tell this faggot over here to do that, too.
Jesus.
Hey, faggot, go on the road.
Thanks.
And then I'm going to be in Minneapolis also next month. Or Minnesota.
Yeah, you'll love that club, too. The House of Comedies are great comedy
and
club.
That's in the mall, right? The Mall of America, where there's, like, crazy shit.
At the end of August, Philadelphia. I will be at the Punchline. How you like me now? Where are you going to be, Jason Tebow?
Let's see. I'm at Friday at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be arm-barring boners all weekend at my BJJ. It's not just for straight guys seminar. No, wait, it's a seminar at the Burbank Walmart. I'll be throwing out the first pitch at the big KKK summer softball tournament. Then I'm at an open mic at the Regal Beagle in Santa Monica. Then I'm at Tush Pushers on Moon Day.
Tush Pushers?
Yep,
who books that?
On Moon Day. It's a guy named Big Dave.
Oh, joining us live by the power of Skype, joining us live through the power of Skype, his new hour special. Some people are calling it one of the best specials on Netflix that isn't done by a black guy.
Whoa.
Please welcome Ari Shaffir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. One of the best that's not a black guy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's... like outside Dave Chappelle, someone said you were his favorite.
Dave Chappelle said I was his favorite?
No, the guy, this
Dave
guy.
Chappelle said I was his favorite.
Outside of Dave Chappelle, outside of a black person.
What the fuck's wrong with my video?
No, it's your computer, and it sucks.
This one said video's turned off, and I keep flipping the thing.
Because I use this on my other podcast, and we are perfectly fine with that.
I mean, for sure it's my computer.
Yeah, for sure.
Where are you at this time? Are you at home? Or are you?
I'm in Montreal.
That'll do it.
Did you do the dirty show yet? The nasty show? The filthy?
Yeah, I've been hosting it. It's pretty good.
How nasty is it? Is it nasty? Is it like women on those hot Call Me Now things to how they get really nasty?
Call Me Now.
Nasty.
Yeah, it's not that nasty. It's just like dirty material, like regular people's material.
Oh, regular?
Everyone else, they get like this fucking uppity shit.
Ah.
Why can't I
let me ask you something about Montreal. How is the back in the day when I went to Montreal, the dollar was so strong and the loon was such shit that you could like get like a LA 10 hooker for $50.
I don't know if that's true anymore. I do know there's some hot hookers here from what I've seen. Remember that one ring card girl from the UFC? I think she used to be a hooker here.
Does that look like, real quick, hold on. Doesn't that one picture look like Tom Segura and Christina Pajdzinski fucking?
Which picture?
That one right there. Where are you going to be besides Montreal?
Well, pretty much in Montreal. I got my storytelling show tonight.
What's the name of that show, by the way?
Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show.
Okay.
And then Tom Segura, Ali Sadiq, Brian Callen, and Jimmy Carr. Fucking killer lineup.
That is a killer lineup.
And then I got a live podcast on Saturday here.
What are you doing? Skeptic Tank, who's your guest?
Skeptic Tank, I'm not sure. I got to decide if I want to go serious or jokey.
Jokey.
It's Montreal Comedy Festival. Jokey.
I know, but I tried a serious one once about suicide. It was pretty fucking cool. Somebody got out and yelled and left in anger.
Why? What were they doing? They were just like, this isn't funny!
That's exactly what he's doing. This isn't funny at all. And I was like, I know. And then all the guests, Nikki and Gether, they were like, should we do something else? I'm like, no. I want this.
This is what we want. We like the walkouts. Ari, yeah. Do you get mad if you have walkouts in your show?
Nah, I like that they walk out silently. I'm actually appreciative of that. When I see somebody getting angry and just like, and then getting up and walking, but quietly, I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm not for everybody. I know that. But you don't have to disrupt everyone else's show.
I did a show in Chicago, and they were like, I showed up, they're like, yeah, one weekend we had like 3 people walk out. I'm like, get ready for a high score.
Yeah.
So what else is up? What else? What else is up?
I don't know. Call me back so I can see you guys.
All right. Oh, did you just call us?
I did call you. It didn't. I don't know. Whatever. Video was on.
I love hanging up on him. That's the only good part of that.
That is the only joy we get out of that.
This is always a weird time of the year when all the comics leave L.A. and there's like a ghost.
Well, putting the show together was really hard.
Oh, I know.
This week.
I have one Wednesday. I'm not even here. And it was almost impossible.
Yeah, there's nobody in town.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Hey, dude, it's your shitty ass.
It worked last time, and suddenly it just says, fucking.
What I'm guessing is that you're on a hotel that doesn't have good internet, so it's too much internet for. But what is this? Is that his picture?
His video.
That's his nose. That's his nose.
That's his Skype photo.
Can you see us, Ari?
Yeah, I can see you.
Then that's all matters.
Is that Sportsman?
That is Sportsman.
What's up, buddy?
He's got his computer. He's being both guests and Johnny at the same time.
Must be heavy sports season if we got sports band.
Oh, yeah, man.
He's ready to crunch some numbers.
Oh, I already got
some crunch. I sent you an email just because you won't be able to see what we're seeing, but Ryan Hill sent me a fun game we're going to play, which is this gay porn or is this a MMA fight? So there's some photos that we're going to be able to look at and be like, hey, is this a gay porn or is this a... a UFC fight. So I emailed it to you. So if you can pull that up on your phone or something while we're... Oh, you can't. Well, since you can't see us, maybe you might want to pull it up if you got it in your email.
So, yeah. So
we don't have to do it right now, but if you want to pull it up.
What's the
saying.
Website, by the way? What is the
it's
website?
On BuzzFeed.
It's on BuzzFeed. It's
BuzzFeed. You know, okay.
That is me, yeah.
I got it. UFC match or gay porn.
It's me and Chris Neff had a baby on the bottom
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Gay porn or... UFC thoughts, guys. First one, intimate hug is
so it's
from...
But it's a BuzzFeed article. If anybody wants to look it up on BuzzFeed, I'll tweet it as well. But this one, I'm going to... Based on the tattoos, I'm going to go, that's UFC.
That's got to be UFC.
Got to be UFC.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
UFC, hit it.
Based on tattoos. The first one, okay, yeah.
Does it tell
you? Yeah, correct.
You are correct.
Yeah, but that is a UFC fight.
Yeah.
That's also an easy
one. I'm going to go UFC.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go UFC on that one.
Yeah. The file is corrupted. I can't see it.
Okay.
This is so obviously gay porn.
Yeah, this is porn.
You can tell just because of the background.
Oh, thank God they show the hot shots, too.
Yeah.
Thank God. That's your mom's house porno parody.
You can see the octagon in the right.
UFC.
So that's
the
UFC. That's
John Reap, whatever that guy's name was.
John
correct.
Reap.
I'm going to go with this is actually gay porn.
Yeah, it's a trick one.
I'll go UFC because... And you know what? I'm going to say gay porn. You know why? They don't have mats in the UFC.
Let's see. You are correct.
Yeah.
Let those guys fuck.
You know when the UFC came out? That
his feet were too dirty for that to be UFC.
Oh, the gay Christ. Porn industry was like, oh, we got a new genre. Combat butt fucking. I'm going to go gay porn.
I'm going to go UFC because I see that fence in the back.
No, I'm going to go gay porn. I'm going to go gay porn. All right. Yeah, Sammy.
Shit,
they blocked something out there.
Oh, you fuck it. I'm going to go
that's
UFC.
Obviously.
That's obviously.
That's an obvious. I mean, shorts say UFC. They're going to throw us a real stumper, though.
Oh,
shorts, UFC shorts in a porn.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
That's gay porn, and that guy does not look happy.
Yeah, he looks like, oh, I'm getting fucked in this one.
Oh, he is getting fucked in that one. God. Wow. He's got him in like a full Nelson. And then he's got him in a fucking, you know, one in the poop shoot.
Yeah, and thanks for getting scientific with that.
This isn't
poop shoot is scientific.
This is a little easier than I thought it was.
Oh, I'm sorry, you want to be complicated.
Because I thought it was going to be really hard.
So did I. They could have really.
Being hard here is Aaron's dick.
I don't think they spent a lot of time putting this together.
I know.
Some guy watched like two gay porns and was like,
I love these though. I love. Hold on, we didn't get one wrong. We didn't get one. I love it.
Oh yeah, the last one I put.
Oh,
porn.
They said that's
that
a
is
fight.
Porn. No.
No, they said it's a real fight.
That's not a UFC.
See,
UFC. It's Ultimate Fighter.
See,
maybe it's
you
tough.
Oh.
Oh, so it was harder than you thought.
No, because that's true. I was thinking UFC is not just MMA. They can't call it UFC. I mean, right. That's completely wrong. You know, maybe as a sports guy, you know the difference between UFC and MMA.
What is the difference, sports man?
Three different letters.
That's true.
To begin with.
The letters are all different. That is true. I'll give you that.
Didn't think you were going to go that one, but I'll accept that.
But, you know, I mean, MMA could be just like rolling around wrestling. It could be just like anything, you know. That's definitely not UFC. Look, there's no Joe Rogan there.
Can I tell you, I was talking about this on stage, about how I'm really upset with the lack of Melania Trump and Ivanka Trump stepmom, stepdaughter porn. You think there'd be a lot more of that?
They'd probably pull the shit out of
it. No, you think there would? What kind of America? This is not, let's make America great again.
Yeah.
And they're probably policing the fuck out of
that. People. Come on, dude. I mean, like, this is literally the hottest First lady.
The last thing you need is another reason to beat off.
That's so true, though, dude. That's
I think the last thing you should be doing is putting requests out to the world for more pornography for you.
It's like we're covered. We're good. Right
it's now. Like Ren's easy joke where he's like, I finally watched it. I did it. I finally watched all the porn. I've seen it all. Now they got to start making more because I completely caught up on every season of porn.
But I was doing a joke about how most of the girls I beat off to are dead. Because my porn is still from like 2005 to 2008.
Why do you like that stuff?
Porn?
No, the old stuff.
I don't. The new stuff is just so like it's either too produced or it's like too amateur.
Yeah, I mean, camming is the new porn. You know, like there's. I don't. Do they even make porn anymore?
It's podcasting for pussies, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, it seems
like an entire film where they're like.
It seems like everything's webcam now. I don't even know any porn stars anymore. There's no porn stars anymore. Like legit porn
stars. That's because you got into the webcam world. They're still porn stars, right,
they're
Sam?
They're still porn stars.
Yeah, name me three.
It's always three. Like something Kiss, something
Siri.
There's always some weird kind of triple X name. Fox. There's a couple foxes out there. You know, there's always something.
I know the latest couple penthouse pets are now just cam girls. They're not even porn stars. They're just cam girls.
That's how you keep it somewhat Christian. You can still go back to a normal job.
You can make more money that way, too. A cam is like more sort of more respect, no, less disrespected, I'll say.
Why aren't there more porn bands?
What do you mean?
Like Twisted.
That is one thing that died was the obvious, the porn music tracks.
Right.
Died. Yeah, that's gone. That guy, no more work left, been replaced by DJs. So, Ari, tell us about what's the feedback been on your special?
Man, overwhelming. It's so much. I've never gotten so much. And I mean, positive for sure, but like so much of it.
That's great.
That's great.
Just buried in it.
Have you gotten any troll people? Anybody said anything like gone out of their way to be an asshole about it?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you tag someone on Twitter to tell them you didn't like something, that to me, that's going out of your way because it's like...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Why are you tagging the person? I understand saying, like, let's say you wanted to say, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of Seth Meyers. Let's say Seth Meyers sucks now. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, why would you find his Twitter address and tag him?
Yeah,
you
can exactly.
Just say, like, he sucks now. It doesn't... So that stuff is always, like, rude.
Especially on YouTube, there's always going to be people... who just say mean shit just to see if you'll give them a response. Because squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Yeah, Jay had this once where somebody hit him on something like that, and then he goes, hey, man, I'm a fucking person. I don't know why you're doing that. And the guy was like, oh, honestly, I didn't even think you would like be on here checking that. So you're cool. No, I don't mind you. It was just like he immediately 180'd it. And
yeah.
Then
yeah, they do that all the time. It's just fucking weird.
Sometimes I don't even tag people when I'm saying something good just because I don't want to get, like, over the weekend during the Weidman fight, the fight night, I thought Dominic Cruz did a great job commentating. A great job on that.
That three-guy booth is doing really well.
Yeah, and I all I said was on Twitter, hey, Cruz is doing a great job calling these fights. I didn't want to at him to... get sucked into this dialogue of all this. I just wanted my Twitter fans, who are a lot of them are MMA fans and UFC fans, to know my opinion that I thought he was doing a great job of calling those fights.
Yeah.
I don't want to add him at it. I'm not trying to suck his dick. I don't want to get sucked into all of his fans doing different things.
That would be great for UFC or porn, too, if you would have sucked his dick.
Yeah, if I'm sucking his dick in a and he is a UFC fighter and we're in an octagon, that's just a move. I'm just trying to lull him to sleep. I'm tapping him out with my mouth. That's not a fucking gay porn. That is one of my moves. I'll armbar your boner, or I'm going to suck you to sleep.
You're gonna... boner. Armbar my boner. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should come check out my seminar, Ari.
Seminar. So anyways, you put that out. What happened?
Nothing. I'm just saying the opposite of him. Like, you know, you got to go out of your way to tag somebody to say at Sam Tripoli is a fucking asshole. You're like, damn, dude. You could have just said
daily.
You could have said Sam is an asshole, and it doesn't come to me. It's kind of like keeping your opinion to yourself on Twitter if you don't at the person. But I was saying I do that sometimes positively too. Like I don't want to. Sometimes I just want to say, like, hey, Cubs had a good game today. I don't want to be at the Cubs. You know. Then it's like. Right. I don't care.
Right. Well, sometimes I do want them to see it.
Like, of course.
I always pray the Clippers will retweet me. They never do it.
The Columbus Clippers?
Yes. Ring not the bell. Last. The Columbus ones. I'm a big fan.
Yes.
Big Are there fan. A Columbus Clippers?
Heck yeah. They're a side, what's it called?
You tell us, Spurs fans.
You know, for the Yankees, they're like the practice teams where they
no,
throw
they're
all
not
their,
the practice. They're minor leagues, they're called.
Yeah. What do they call it, though? That those
Triple A, Single A, Double A, like baseball, one of those.
Ari, how long are you in Montreal?
I'm here till Sunday. I'm leaving Sunday.
Oh, nice.
That's a nice long stay. Yeah.
So what other shows are you doing?
Me and Robert Kelly and Jim and Big J went up to the mountains yesterday and the day before and went fucking got a cabin.
I would imagine that if three of you went up to the mountains, probably only two of you are coming back. Would you think that's pretty safe to say?
Dude, fucking Robert Kelly cooked so much food. It was crazy. I've never eaten so much.
So is he the favorite man of New York when it comes to cooking?
No, maybe. He's out for cigars. I don't know if he is for.
He's a nice dude.
Something. Yeah, he's so great. When we were at Skankfest a couple like last month.
Yeah.
We were doing a show, and then you just see Kelly come in, and he was just like, he had this weird look on his face, and he had I forget who. I think it was like Big J. He's like, come to the bathroom with me, and everyone's like, what the fuck's going on? A bird had shit all over the back of his head, and he wanted Jay to wipe it off his head.
And he's bald, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a you
But
know.
We were all like, why are they in the bathroom stall together?
Isn't there a chick who does that? Aren't they? Is that a girl's job to clean that off?
I don't know. Yeah,
isn't that like, hey, somebody with a vagina, get over here.
He was in
who won't judge me and be motherly.
I doubt it, because that's, you're just kissing pussy away if you're like, hey, that's a guy that had a bird shit all over like his head right there.
Aaron wasn't getting divorced, he would have had his wife doing that, right, Aaron?
I heard about that on ATCMZ, that you and your wife, it's all things comedy, Mile Zone, I guess, is what that is, but that your wife is suing you for custody of your unborn child. Is that true?
I can either confirm or deny.
Yep.
Oh, come on, dude. Can we do a Patreon where we all get to watch Aaron fuck one time, even if it's under the sheets? Like, just straight up under the sheets. I want to get somehow we could sell tickets and we do some betting on how long it goes.
I imagine Aaron has these blistering 3-hour fuck fests where they got to take like a time out, like an hour and a half in. It's like, all right, let's not talk for an hour. Let's hydrate. Let's carb up. And I'll meet you back in the dungeon in about 45 minutes. You don't want to, dude. I threw out a hamstring the other day, having sex, but I wasn't doing any of the work. I was just laying on my back, literally getting fucked, and I blow my hamstring out.
That's how you know you're.
That's
dying.
How you know you're like getting in your mid 40s when you start blowing your hamstring out, getting a blowjob.
Dehydrated, man. You need some fluids.
You need to carb up.
That's what I'm saying. You got to hydrate, carb up.
Carb up.
You got a 3-hour blistering fuck fest. You ain't got time to be pulling muscles or cramping up. Red band nose. Yeah. By the way, speaking of fuck fest, if you haven't seen the video, I'm sitting at home. I'm dicking around on Facebook. Hey, Red Band has started a live video. I'm like, and it's right through my Facebook feed. So I'm like, let me see what this turkey's up to.
Oh, no.
He's putting his new mattress. He gets one of those mattresses that comes in a box.
Casper.
This big. And then you open a box and it just keeps unfolding until it's a whole fucking mattress. Yeah. But he puts it on top of his own mattress. Yeah. And now his girlfriend, who's about 4.5 feet tall, is on her knees on the mattress, like standing up. And the ceiling fan, now that there's two mattresses, is whizzing by the top of her head.
So I'm like, died.
She's going to be riding him in an hour and just get her head lobbed off.
I know. That was dangerous. We thought that would be fun to have such a high mattress, you know, having three mattresses on top
right
of each other.
Right under a ceiling fan.
But yeah, immediately, like, she almost hit her head like 5 times. And yeah, that's.
I feel like this is your longest relationship.
Oh, yeah. No, but it's.
Katie was 11 years
old. You had 10 years. You had a 10-year one. You're the girl who moved out
lately.
Here.
Lately.
Remember Katie?
Lately.
Yeah. I remember all 40 of your girlfriends.
No, I usually always date a girl for like 3 years, one year.
You a long-term guy.
Yeah. I just wait for them to cheat on me.
And every time you break up with a girl, you're this friend. Every time Red Band breaks up with a girl, he's like, God, man, I'm just so happy. I haven't been single in so long. I'm so happy. 2 days later, he's in love and he's got a girlfriend that's moving in.
Yeah.
You date like lesbians date.
Date lesbians.
You know what you're bringing? Yeah, yeah.
He's built like one.
Yeah, better boobs than them.
It's like that classic joke. What does a girl bring to a second date with Red Band? Everything she owns.
Every time Red Band breaks up, the first thing he's going to do is like, what do I do with this new dog I got because of this girl?
I know. And you now have a petting zoo. You have a petting zoo of past relationships.
Like long trips to the forest.
Petting zoo.
He's like, hey, don't open up that hamper. That's my ex-girlfriend's cobras in there. I dated a cobra chick for a while.
So a lot of things going on. First of all, can we just talk about the curse of the bag of bets, baseball bets? Can we talk about that?
Jesus Christ.
First of all, I make a bet with Ari. Ari's team immediately falls off the planet.
Immediately.
I make a bet with Andy Ruther. And by the way, I got murdered for last week's fucking podcast. Apparently I was retarded, and apparently Ari, not helping at all, is doing gun signs to his skull as I do in these epic fucking rants.
Oh my God, it was so boring. I forgot about it. I fucking shut that off now that you mention it.
Shut the fuck up, man. So anyways, as soon as I make that bet with Reuther, boom, Kershaw's out 6 weeks.
Cubs are getting
good.
What do you mean good?
Good. Maybe now that they've already clinched ahead of the Yankees.
Fuck, man.
I mean, and your guy's bet is just best record at the end of the best record.
Yeah, can't make the playoffs anymore.
Yeah. Oh, dude, they're just sucking off Aaron Judge. Huh? They're just sucking this guy off. Is he the face of baseball?
They always want that. There's always that, like, is this the new guy we're going to be sucking off for the next fucking decade?
Is he the face of baseball? Dude, I feel bad for Mike Trout. He's so good. He's stuck on that fucking dog shit.
He looks like LeVar Ball a little bit, this guy.
Did you see the old Jimmy Fallon thing they did on him?
No, let's hear about it.
Okay. I guess, you know, Jimmy Fallon did a segment with the New York Yankees slugger. And the right fielder
did you just read that?
No.
It's a famed New York slugger.
Redman always talks like this all the time.
He interviews Yankees fans about him. And the fans didn't know it was him the whole time. You know,
what ideal.
So basically, yeah.
You know?
Which is ridiculous. How do you not know that's him?
I know.
I not know that's him?
I mean, if you look at him, it looks exactly like him.
The guy's 6'8".
Yeah. He's got glasses on, and they're doing the old Superman.
And he's also wearing a Yankee hat, for the love of God.
And he's got, like, Belladonna teeth.
Right. Yeah, I'm chomping on baseball bats.
It's
yeah.
Like we put Mike Tyson in a stocking cap, and wackiness ensues.
Yeah.
Have you seen the thing where
so what do you think about Mike Tyson?
I think it's Vice. Is they go to college campuses and ask kids all these fucking simple questions.
How many flags, how many stars on the flag, like, and shit like that.
Like, who's the vice president? Mm-hmm. And at the time it was Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't know. Who won the Civil War? Didn't know.
Speaking of Vice, I found out the formula of Vice. If you want a Vice show,
yeah,
here's all you do.
Talk.
Every 10 seconds, have something in slow motion, and you got a Vice show.
Okay.
Like, next time you watch Vice, every 10 seconds, slow motion guy walking, slow motion coffee pouring into a cup. Like, that's all you have to do to have a
Vice. You enjoy watching Vice?
I love it. After a while, It's everything feels the same. Like, I don't know,
You mean all their individual shows or just their Vice? It is. I can't tell which show
it's
is which.
Snobby.
Yeah, I don't know which one's which with all their shows.
Yeah. They do good shows.
Vice News, I love. I love both the weekly one and the daily one. Yeah. I love both those.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't watch too much of it, I guess.
Are you even watching television at all?
Yeah, I watch a lot of television.
What are you watching?
A lot of news.
A lot of sports.
A lot of cooking shows.
Oh, you like cooking? That seems to be big.
Love Food Network.
That's Are you a cooker? Favorite. You like to cook?
Yeah. I cook at late night on Periscope. I make horrible meals. You know Josh Denny, comedian Josh Denny? He has a really good news show on Food Network. But do you cook?
No.
No.
That's Dana's job.
No.
I pay for everything.
Job. Woo.
Job.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
How madmen of you like Whoa. It. Hey, you're not going to get me to argue.
But honestly, I order from like Uber Eats and like all the food things twice a day almost.
Why don't you do Post-its?
I mean, I do Post-its. It's not as good as the other ones.
Why? What's the best one?
I like Uber Eats just because there's tracking. I like the ones where you can see the driver.
Where your food is?
Yeah.
Those drive me nuts though because you're looking at it, and they do one thing. You're like, where the fuck are you going, Carl?
Yeah.
What a dumb fuck. You know, he makes one wrong turn, and then I just stand there and look at it like it's a video game. Yeah. Even when your Uber driver's coming to get you.
I hate it, like, when you order, like, Olive Garden, and they forget your breadsticks, and you're like, no, I don't want this anymore. And you don't want them to go back and just get breadsticks, but then what's the point of having Olive Garden, you know?
So you really will throw out everything for breadsticks.
Yeah, I mean, it ruins your. It's like getting Olive Garden, not getting salad and breadsticks.
Right.
Yeah.
Or when it's like, let's say you order whatever, like a pizza, but you really want the chicken, and they like just bring the pizza. You're like, the whole fucking reason I ordered was for the fucking chicken.
And then you complain about it, and they go, we'll give you $5 credit. And you're like, no,
it means nothing to me.
The fucking chicken.
Go back, get my goddamn chicken, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, a lot of great shit's going on.
Wait a second.
A lot of great stuff in town's happening.
What?
So we're going to do a little SeatGeek. Can you look up SeatGeek real quick on your computer?
What happened to the San Francisco chicken? Is he still around?
It's a San Diego chicken.
San Diego chicken. But I've never seen him on TV anymore.
No, nah, he's old, dude. He's old, homeboy.
SeatGeek.
SeatGeek, why don't you read?
San Diego Chicken McNuggets. That's what he is now.
Why don't you the SeatGeek read? SeatGeek, for all your
betting needs. Guys, go to Caveman for all your coffee bet needs.
So rude.
You guys know the drill. SeatGeek, get the app. Have it in your phone. You enter the code PUNCHDRUNK in the promo code section. That gets you $20 off of any concert, any sporting event, anything that you want to go to. Look it right up, and then bam, there's tickets for Red Band.
Jesus.
At the Comedy Store. Look.
Holy shit.
What
I'm
a narcissist.
I'm in here a lot, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll be at the Comedy Store every week.
Looks like Red Band. Red Band's got 700 gigs.
How'd you do that?
I imagine he put his name in SeatGeek.
That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. You can actually go get Brian Red Band tickets on SeatGeek. That's how good it is, man.
Yep.
And you know what the best is? You'll find the best value. You're not just going to get expensive Red Band tickets. You're going to get cheap Red Band tickets. Thanks to SeatGeek. SeatGeek.com, promo code PUNCHDRUNK.
Yeah, but just get the app. Get the app. The app's better than the—I mean, it's great on here, but you're not, unless you're carrying your laptop around town all the time, get the app. Then it's always in your pocket. Use code PUNCHDRUNK. Get you $20 off anything you want to go to. Baseball games, football games, NFL's coming up. You can try to get Conor McGregor tickets.
Look,
good luck with that.
It shows the hotel Ari's at right now.
Ari, how's the Hyatt Regency? Ari, how's the Hyatt Regency in Montreal, you fucking idiot?
It tells us where you're staying, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
And you're at the New York City Comedy Club with Vladimir Camaño.
And what? Christian Finnegan. And Gino Bisconti.
Wait, who? A laugh stub. I mean, SeatGeek shows that?
Yeah.
It also says July 29th, you're at the Hyatt Regency in Montreal.
Apparently,
room 407.
Apparently, for $43, we can crash in your hotel room.
That's that's roses.
43 roses. Yeah. What is this, Craigslist?
Mm. All right, what's the minimum?
That sounds like a team gig for real. I'm at the Hotel Hyatt Regency in Montreal.
What's that?
That sounds like a team gig.
Yeah, it really does.
It really says that.
It really does say that, though, on SeatGeek.
Yep.
If you go at SeatGeek, put in your name, it will come up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's terrible.
And it says you're wearing a blue shirt right now. What is SeatGeek? It's magic. All right, what's the minimum amount, now that we're talking about, you know, my special move, which is to suck you to sleep, what's the minimum dollar amount for you to just, no cum, you just got to maybe like five good fucking chicken strokes on a nice dick with your mouth.
Chicken strokes?
Yeah, where you get your head going, you know what I mean? What's the minute? Because I know there is one. No cum. It's a hard dick. And not like a gross, like, homeless dick. Let's say mine, for example.
T-Boy, I heard girls say you have a pretty dick.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Bobby Lee showed his
dick
to me.
It's because it's makeup.
Last night or two nights ago.
Oh, two nights ago, because I kept slapping him in his dick. Yeah, he did our pod.
That's a weird dick.
Afterwards, he kept getting his cock out, and I was just smacking the fuck out of it. He had his pants around his knees.
I know. Was it you that said your dick looks like your... His dick looks like
him. His dick looks not only like him.
Yeah.
You know how they say your pet starts to look like you? I think your dick starts to look like you, too.
Yeah.
Like, Ari's dick looks like him. It's all disheveled and kind of confused.
The moon nut.
I saw Ari's balls recently in New York, and they're twice the size of his balls used to be. His balls are getting bigger.
There's something bad happening
that started
at his asshole and has now moved into his nuts.
Yeah, you could get that tightened up a little.
Yeah, you should.
You should have cosmetic surgery. They should have nut reduction
surgery.
They do.
They just pretty much cut them in half, take out the middle part, and put them back together.
All right, or you should at least have a sack tuck. Like, you need to have...
Sack tuck. I don't need the balls reconstructed. They're perfectly cylindrical.
No, your balls never say perfectly anything.
But, like, most people's balls are, like, in a sock, and yours are in a trash bag. You need to fucking tighten up that parachute, home skillet.
So, when you're hitting a girl from behind, does your balls, like whack her hard? Like, it must hurt her.
It probably must hit her in the face.
Yeah.
No, when he hits her doggy style, it's almost like he's punching her in the gut with her nuts all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, how are you choking me while you slap my ass with two hands? I'm like, yeah, bitch.
My buddy Brian Jarvis used to tape his balls down when he was like, he said he was going to be. When he was like back in his drug days, he's like, man, I was so cooked up last night. All I want to do is power fuck when my balls kept getting in the way. So I taped them to my leg. I'm like, you taped your balls to your leg so you could fuck harder?
Wow. That must get in the way, right?
Has that ever happened to you? No. You ever do that when you're making love to your lady, curbing up?
Carb up.
Carb up. So, Ari, I don't know if you get in the news in Canada. Canada's great because even though it's summer, they're still doing hockey highlights. It's all the sports there is.
I watched Canadian football yesterday. I really enjoyed it.
Really?
It was on like ESPN3 or something. I'm like, yeah, fuck. It was like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, I'm going to watch some Canadian football. And I was like, hey, the rules are crazy. But they before it, ESPN has finally done something smart ever. They go, okay, by the way, here's how this game is different. Here's the wacky rules. And I was like, yeah, it was pretty fun to watch.
Philly's getting a new team, speaking of hockey.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Well, let's talk about that, Brian.
Yeah,
all right.
Tell.
Philly, everyone knows Philly.
Philadelphia. Knows
Philadelphia.
We're up to speed on that part of the story.
Home of the
76ers, Philadelphia Phillies.
All those football teams.
Liberty Bell. Eleanor Kerrigan and Rocco Stell.
The Philadelphia Rebels is what they're calling it.
Exciting!
Yeah, because they have to match, you know, the atmosphere that they're in.
It's not NHL. It's ECHL.
Yeah, it's an ECHL team.
Okay, talk to me about the ECHL.
This will be our first ECHL talk on this podcast, so it's pretty nice that we have such an expert on the ECHL.
Yeah.
ECHL,
I mean, pretty much what it is, it's a mid-level, you know. I mean, it's a mid-level professional ice hockey, and it's based in Jersey. I don't know if you guys know that. but there's teams scattered around the United States, and there's even one franchise in Canada.
I don't know if you guys know that.
Fun fact.
What a dumb fact.
A lot of people go to their Twitter for all the news of the ECHL. And you can go to it yourself. It's just ECHL. Because no one's going to take that.
At ECHL. You'd be surprised.
ECHL.com.
Yeah, but they have like teams like the Florida Everblades. You might have heard that. Toledo Walleyes.
Wait. Is it the Everblades?
Yeah. Isn't that good?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I do like that name.
Yeah. How about the Wheeling Nailers?
The Wheeling Nailers. Yeah. I like that.
Mm. Or the Cincinnati Cyclones.
I like that.
Colorado Eagles.
Is there anyone teams in Reading?
Oh, yeah, the Royals. You're talking about the Royals, right?
Really great.
It'd be great if Ontario had a team.
Ontario does.
No, get out of here.
It's just called the Ontario Hockey League.
Wow. That's
a league, dude. That's a league. Ari, have you heard about this LeBron James, Kyrie Irving stuff?
Oh, God. Let me understand this real quick.
Okay.
Because it seems like they're talking like the Cleveland Cavaliers are about to implode after Kyrie Irving said, I want to trade.
Yes.
But he wants a trade. So, like, you can get equal value for Kyrie Irving.
And they already got Derrick Rose. They just signed Derrick Rose yesterday.
LeBron James is unhappy with the betrayal of it, I heard.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I guess,
get that. Yeah, the whole thing's really, you know.
So what's basically, in my opinion, going on is that Kyrie Irving sees that next year is going to be just a fucking train wreck. Because it's all going to be, when is LeBron leaving? When is LeBron leaving? When is LeBron leaving? And LeBron is most likely going to opt out because the owner of the Cavs is an asshole. Like, this is how bad the owner of the Cavs are. Ari, did you see this? Where the owner of the Cleveland Cavs went to the Chicago Cubs appearance at the White House. Who did the Cubs beat in the World Series?
Cleveland.
Cleveland Indians.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Why did he do that?
Because he's an idiot.
I was invited.
Yeah, why was he even there?
Because he's an idiot.
Like, can anybody just go to that shit?
Well, I mean, he's a multi-billionaire, dude. I mean, they have a little more access than everybody else.
But, I mean, of all things to go to, that's like Arthur Blank, who owns the Falcons, going, oh, I want to go watch Tom Brady meet the president. It's like, nah, dude.
Yeah.
They just butt-fucked us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid. Yeah.
So he's a complete – Aaron, you have something to say?
I was going to say it's all right, though. He was standing behind Brody Stevens, so.
Yes!
Yes! So I think Kyrie Irving's just
– I'm at the president! He was getting it!
You got it.
So he was – I think he just sees the writing on the wall and that – LeBron's going to bitch and moan. LeBron puts his team together. LeBron sent Kevin Love, got Kevin Love for Andrew Wiggins, which at the time I agreed with. Okay, full disclosure. And so LeBron's put this whole team together. LeBron forced the Cavs to pay this much money for all these guys to, you know, for Tristan Thompson, all this stuff. LeBron James had to be the highest paid player on the Cavs.
As he should be.
Okay, you know what made Michael Jordan amazing? Was when they were putting teams together. He knew he's making so much money off of his shoe deals.
He was making $30 million a year.
Towards the end, not earlier on.
There's no difference between $2 million and $6 million for him for salary.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck, keep that money.
Yeah, he's like, spend it on other guys. It wasn't until his last 3 years that he said, pay me. And then he got paid $30 million, which is insane when you think he was in the 90s and how much he was getting paid. And by the way, no one complained that
Jordan was the highest paid bull.
Yeah. No, not all the time.
Who made more money than Jordan?
A lot of guys. Like Pippen.
Oh, yeah. He took less than salary all the time. He did
because
that.
Because he was making so much money on his shoe deals. They was like, no, spend this on better players.
Maybe.
No. Okay.
And Coke and McDonald's. Like, he was in all those things.
Yeah, so he's made. So LeBron James literally just got $1 billion from Nike, plus all these other companies that are paying all this money. But he, and I get. In his whole life, this is the first time he's ever been the highest paid player on his team. But if he would have taken $10 million instead of like $30 million, he could have signed another high-end player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, his final 2 years, Jordan made more money than anybody in the league.
Yes.
Yeah.
But earlier on, he was getting paid cheaper.
He was still getting paid.
Yeah. Oh, well, dude, he was making a ton of money off... You know,
on that, I don't know.
All right.
I'll just. It's hard for me to blame somebody for making money as much as they can in this world. Where I'm like, if someone's like, hey, man, you could have put a much funnier show together if you just, you know, cut your money in half. You got to be like, and I know we're talking different, you know. When you, like Ari said, yeah, if you're making $77 million a year, what is it if you're only making $21 million
well,
a year?
Let me just say this. If my goal was to put the greatest comedy show together ever, and I was, and I'd sponsorship, let's say, Fleshlight
came
in.
Is that his goal?
He should
play for free then and let every greatest player of all time come to Cleveland.
Like Mickey Mantle.
He's rich. He's rich for the rest of his life. He should not take a salary, and he should let every great player come to Cleveland in that argument. Then.
Well, I'm just saying this. If you go to me, because you brought me up as an analogy, if I'm getting paid, let's say, $20,000 by the Fleshlight to sponsor my show, and I have $2,000 to spend on comedians, that including my money, if I take $100 of that because I don't need it, because I'm getting all the sponsorship money, I can put together a better show.
Sure.
And in the long run, that $2 to $3 million that I or the $200 to $300 that I would make really isn't going to factor in anymore because he's making so much fucking money. He's making so much money that the $20 million that he's making on court doesn't figure in. Now, does he deserve it? Yes. But if he really wanted to fucking put together this murder team, he could have taken less money. I'm just saying. The point is that he had more say in this team than anybody, and he complains all the time about ownership not working, not helping him out.
It's true.
Well, you know, Arnold Palmer.
A lot of it's on him.
Arnold Palmer only made $2 million in his PGA career.
Wow.
Yeah, Mickey Mantle made $65,000 in his prime, $65,000 for an entire season.
But which just, back then, that was like $40 million. And I tell you what, if Mickey Mantle wanted to win more rings, he should have been playing for $22,000.
Well, they didn't have salary caps back then. But the money was just fucking...
Still don't.
In baseball? Yeah,
still
you're
no
right.
Salary cap.
You're right. You're right.
Did you guys into NASCAR at all? Did you see that clusterfuck that happened the other day?
No, tell me about it.
They had so many accidents in that last thing that like it was on overtime because I think like 20 cars got in an accident in like the last lap or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. You should watch the video of it. It's
I'd love to hear about it. Wouldn't see it.
Okay. I would pull up my notes.
Okay.
It's time to fix the overtime rule, by the way, because, I mean...
In what?
Because there was...
In NASCAR?
Yeah.
Wait, there's an overtime rule in NASCAR? What overtime?
Hold on. Whoever sportsman's going to tell us about. What's this overtime rule?
Like, if you saw the current overtime rule is a problem that was designed to fix a previous problem that solved a problem that no one had in the first place. So it's already a clusterfuck to begin with.
Right.
It's the most excessive and unnecessary because... You know, NASCAR has already acknowledged in their own ways the flaws of the rule.
And what is the rule, by the way? Do you know the rule?
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Of course.
He wouldn't bring this up if he didn't know the rule, Sam.
See, NASCAR.
He obviously knows the rule. What is that rule, by the way?
The overtime line to throw caution even though it crashes.
Okay.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one.
It is unacceptable.
I think the sport that has overtime the best is hockey. They go 3-on-3, and they just go at each other. Is that it, Aaron?
Mm-hmm. It's either 3-on-3 or 4-on-4. Brenton would know better. Is he still here?
Hockey. What is their overtime? They like get rid of the goalies and they just go at it.
No.
Four on four.
Four on four.
But there's still goalies?
Yeah.
When do they pull the goalies and go 3-on-3?
They don't pull the goalies.
Oh, okay.
They never pull the goalies. That'd be crazy.
I thought they pulled the goalies.
And then it's just like not, it's like 0-0 for the entire game, and then in overtime it's 17-13.
In the playoffs, they don't have that. It's 5-on-5
until somebody scores. Okay, so in the playoffs, they don't have any overtime rules. Okay. Oh, then they do a shootout.
Soccer, I like the soccer shootouts too. Those are exciting.
I like
shootouts
hockey
are
shootouts.
Always shootouts are exciting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are.
You each get sure. a shot at it, whether it's hockey or soccer. NFL's overtime is always going to be.
You know who should
hard
do that?
Fix.
NBA. They should have an overtime, and then if it doesn't go, you don't decide somebody doesn't win. Then they go double up.
Shot.
They go 3-on-3. You get your best three players. They get their best three players, and you go back four.
I think it should go overtime, double overtime, triple overtime, quadruple overtime, and then one game of horse between your two worst players.
Like oh, two worst. Who decides?
Like DeAndre Jordan.
The
other team picks. Who has to? Clippers would never win.
What about the game of horses between the two owners?
Ooh, I like that, too.
Who are probably not there anymore.
Or you know, they lower an MMA cage and the two owners
about,
have to
oh,
fight.
Oh, and then they do gay porn or MMA with the two
Balmer,
owners.
You would never know with Balmer. That guy looks – he looks like he is no stranger to gay pornography. That I will say. I will say that about you, Balmer. Hey, Ari, and guys, in Sportsman, I'm sure you know about this, but maybe you might want to look it up. I was watching Real Sports with Brian Gumble, who is a dumb fuck. Brian Gumble is an egotistical fuckhead.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
But they had this thing about this. Have you heard about this leader in Chechnya?
Yeah.
That is like starting his own MMA league. And it's all. So the president of this country has started an MMA league that's all ex and current fighters. So now all of the. They were showing the army. They're like doing like Superman punches and breaking boards. Like the entire nation is now trained in MMA. And he's like, I'll challenge Dana White right now, his best fighter against our best fighters. And it's like, he's basically like a Kim Jong-il type.
Oh, yeah.
Like a total...
he's crazy. They're executing gay people out there?
That same guy. Yeah, yeah. Because then they start bringing that up. And because he's like, was real happy to promote his league to HBO and talk about that. And then they're like, and about his killing all the gay, and he's, anyways, back to my league. Dana White watching.
Did you see that new study that 99% of studied brains had CTE, NFL players?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said of all brains.
So, like, 99% of anyone that played NFL has brain injuries.
Yes.
And so if there's anything that to end NFL would be that.
It's always been that. They've been arguing that for a long time.
You want to get rid of the NFL sports fam?
No. I think we should just have
more cushions on them. Do you have a problem with people getting – I mean, like, listen, dude. I mean, like, I don't want anybody to get hurt or have brain injury, but, you know, there is a glory that comes with this having this gig. You don't have to be a pro football player. Nobody's putting guns to your head. But it's a way to make a lot of money very quickly.
I think the difference is that all these people in the played in the 70s, 60s, 70s, the heyday, nobody knew anything about this. Everybody thought just that. Hey, man, this is what I want to do. I'm going to have bad knees. They didn't know that they were going to fucking be pretty much spoon-fed in their 60s, let alone
or
depression,
murders.
Suicides, all that sort of shit. So now that all those guys are now in their 60s, and now we can see what 15 years of high-level football can do to your brain, now you're kind of starting to get... And I think we'll probably see that with UFC. When we start seeing Chuck Liddell when he's 55 and he's has the body of a 70-year-old and the brain of a fucking monkey in a microwave...
Fire bad.
Exactly.
It's going to be really bad.
Yeah.
Then people are going to start going, hey, how dangerous is this MMA stuff?
I mean, that's why OJ murdered, you know, because of brain injuries.
Something to say that.
Or maybe somebody needs to learn how to make a fucking sandwich faster!
I mean, a UFC fighter might have a better brain because they actually, like, protect themselves. Like,
I would think so.
Pads and helmets.
I would think so.
You think you're invincible.
Yeah, but you also get fucking, like, you know, mashed potato face.
And I think it'll be the heavyweights and the light heavyweights that we'll see more of that.
They stop it even if you get close and knockout in boxing and be like, stand
boxing's
up,
worse.
Get a couple, take a couple breaths. Are you good? Okay, go fight.
Yeah, but it's still car accident, car accident, car accident. Stop. Or you just been in 10
exactly
car accidents.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is.
I don't want to be in 10 car accidents.
I don't want to be in one car accident. But I do want to beat up that fucking Tiffany time bomb.
Yeah, look at this. 111 NFL brains, all but one had CTE.
Who's the one? The punter?
The Gatorade guy.
Punter. Yeah, it is the punter.
The punter is the best gig out there.
I'm telling you this. When I was in college, the guys that lived across the apartment from me, five football players. One of them was the punter. This guy, Kenny Stucker, who actually played in the NFL a little bit. He has the... I'm like, do you guys lift weights as the punter? No. Actually, me and the long snapper and the other kicker, we pretty much have this darts tournament. So all these other guys are like lifting weights and working the fuck out and like losing their mind and tackling and killing each other. And there's the punter and the kicker just playing fucking darts, hanging out. He goes pro. All these other guys didn't go pro. If you can punt...
Yeah,
you're not going to be the richest guy in the world.
My dad said that to me all the time.
But you're going to make $600,000 to $1.5 million for 10, 15 years and then go buy a fucking Ford dealership or whatever the fuck these guys do when they retire.
Or start doing stand-up.
Go teach.
I was going to try out to be the kicker of the San Diego Riptide, the Arena League team.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because I was like, well, that's a quick $40,000 for a couple months.
Why? No shit.
Why'd you not do it?
I was like, I can't really do that. Like,
wait, do you have any kind of like kicking? Did you kick it? Like, do you have a soccer background or what made you think you could be a kicker?
I just have a golden right leg, man. Golden right leg. Babe Ruth, a kickball.
Wow. So you were going to go from like elementary school kickball through adulthood, no kicking, and then straight to the Arena League.
Yeah.
That's good thinking.
But it could happen. Me and Kyle Turley would be teammates.
Wow.
Why is he in that league?
He was. He was our big signing.
And then what happened? He just fell off, huh?
You throw your helmet a few times.
You throw your helmet a few times.
I threw my helmet one time and my head was still in it. That's what happened to me.
I have a good helmet. Are you guys cut? You guys are cut good, right?
Yeah.
Where's Ari? Did he fall asleep?
Ari, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm pretty cut, too. I mean, I wish I could show you, but...
I know.
I really wish.
This is actually great.
This
is actually the first time I don't have to see Ari shitting or his balls or anything.
Ari, text me a picture of your dick so I can show these bozos.
It's almost become hack Ari showing everybody's asshole. Every time I turn on, there's a new podcast featuring Ari, and there's people looking so sad because they just saw Ari's asshole.
Once my grandma
looks so sad. Shut up. They're not looking sad. They're looking amazed.
They're really sad. They're frightened.
Understand what's happened to them, so they have to take it in. It takes a while.
Oh, by the way, did you guys play a prank on Ren Azizi? Because I remember you had me text him something.
Oh, yeah.
He seemed really upset about it. And I don't think I ever told him, hey, I'm just joking.
Yeah, what happened with that?
What did you tell him?
He's legal against me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got him. We got him again.
Oh, God.
Well, Ren Azizi was over 4th of July, which is also his birthday. And he always would have these fun 4th of July / birthday parties at his house. But this year he was in New York for the summer, and no one's at his house. So Danish and Anil and I started texting him that we were actually at his house having this huge party. Yo, man, first of all, not sure where you are. Had trouble getting in. Can't get this grill working. Also, you need a new front door. You know, and then 75 texts from just me, Danish, and O'Neill. Like, uh-oh, where'd Jeff Scott's blood sample go? Like, the worst, you know, it would always be like, oh, no, Yorsey's here. You know what I mean? Like, oh, and then O'Neill would be like, God, we made a lot of money on that garage sale, though, didn't we? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, most of the stuff was signed, you know. 75 texts go by of just all of that. And without Ren Azizi responding, because he, like, him and his wife went away for the, and the kids stayed, you know, somewhere. and then I go to the store, and I see you, and I see you, and I start telling, and Don Barris, and I'm telling everybody, text, you know, Ren Azizi, and tell him, hey, man, great party. If you, you know, if you find my wallet or whatever the fuck, you know. So everybody was doing that for a while. And then 2 days later, he sent a text to, in that same thread. And he goes, hey, guys. Just going through some security footage at the house.
Yeah. He said, like, it's going to play great in court.
Oh, and then it turned into a big music festival. And we're like, hey, man, your neighbors are dicks. First band goes on at midnight. Seven drummer metal death metal band with seven drummers. And then on stage two, which is the garage, we turned his pool into a skate park for all the kids in the neighborhood. It's like, you know, totally trashed his house as far as he thought. It's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny, dude. That's pretty great.
I like when those kind of gags, even though we're all like, you know, late 30s, early 40s, we still
anybody
do that
here
same shit.
Not 40?
I turn 43 next week.
I turn 47 in 3 years. Fuck. I gotta get my shit together.
It's gonna end badly for all of us.
I mean, it's gonna end. Bad. It's gonna end. I don't know if it'll be badly. Nah. I think I've definitely ridden out. I've done much better for myself than I was supposed to. So anything else, I'm fucking. It's a win for me. The way
I see
it. I was
supposed to pump gas. That's all I know.
I was supposed to rob the guy pumping gas. So
oh, that's
you know,
great. That's
I was
great.
A click below you. Thoughts on the Weidman fight? Did you watch the fights? We talked a little bit about
the fights.
All right, did you watch them?
They were the lowest rated Fox Sports fights out there, and I thought they were awesome. I thought they were great. I love the fights this week.
I thought fights were good. I can see why it was low rated because, one, you got 214 coming up. They just had one, and then they squeezed this free one right in the middle. And it was an underwhelming as far as marquee names. You know, you got Weidman on there.
Weidman? That's a good fight.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying it's not – you wouldn't describe it as a stacked card.
Yeah.
Granted, it was free. So I get the numbers being low. 214 is going to be incredible.
Yeah, but let's talk about this. We're flying through all this stuff. I think that Weidman is in trouble. I don't know if he'll ever get back to the championship.
I don't think he will.
Something happened along lines where his chin just got dented. I like Weidman as a fighter. I hope he does really well. But, man, that guy gets on Queer Street quick. I mean, like, you just, like, he's doing well, then there's just a hit, and all of a sudden he's got Bambi legs, and
he's
you're like,
lucky
oh, dude.
That Caves is right there, because if he took that uppercut or whatever, clipped him in the middle of the ring, and he just falls back, he's going to bounce his head on the canvas and
I
get
agree.
Attacked.
I
that,
agree.
Him being right there, and that round being close to being over,
yep.
Saved him.
Yep. I agree completely, dude. It's just fucking weird, dude. I think he's in trouble. What are the other fights in that on that one? Can you go to Fox, the Weidman fight?
Yeah, what was that, UFC 213?
No, it was Fight Night. Yes,
UFC date. On Fox. Mm. UFC on Fox, the Weidman fight.
Man, my eyes are really fucked.
Yeah, I think it was that one. Right there, five thoughts on UFC. There it goes, 25. What were the other fights? There were some good
fights. That fight was great.
That fight was great.
That cut from that headbutt was bad.
Oh, dude, there was a bunch of fucking great
gay porn to MMA right now.
That's his dad, dude. Oh.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit I'm into.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that dad.
Darren, there's a but there's a oh good
Patrick Cummings yeah.
versus that what's his name? Versus that Gal Vellante. That was a great fight. I didn't think Pat Cummings had any chance because I just don't like Pat Cummings striking. He's a great wrestler. You know, he's high endurance, but man, he can't. I don't think he's a great striker. Dude, looked. I mean, like, they beat the shit out of each other. That was a fight of the year candidate, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Cummins' chin doesn't usually always hold up, but it did at that fight.
That's a good point, sports fan. Yeah. That's a good. So Dominic Cruz, there's another fight on there, which was Garcia versus Alameda, I believe was the name. And it was the fight, and I'm going to get murdered for that. I have a feeling it's coming, but I'm going to tell you, that was a great fight, too. That guy that won, that Garcia, I believe is his name, he's won 20 fights in a row. Do you know how hard that is in MMA?
You know what's so weird? Like, what's that, all right?
20 fights in a row.
I know. 20 fights in a row, dude. That's so many fights. these two guys hate
I think each another other. Thing on Fox, those Fox nights where their numbers can be misleading, is a lot of people go, I'm going to watch that later. Yeah. You know, it's not a pay-per-view one where you have to be sitting in front of...
I DVR like a motherfucker.
I think a lot of people are like, I can go back and watch that on, you know, FoxSportsGo.com. Yeah, I can go back and watch it anytime. But I happen to watch it live, but I'm saying if I had shit to do, I still would have watched it Sunday. And I think a lot of people did.
I think it's just also that there's so many fights nowadays that it's not special anymore, so you just don't give a shit as much. I mean, back in the day, it used to be you'd look forward to the UFC.
Yep.
You know, like, it was like weeks, and you're having a party, and people would come over. Yep. Now it's like,
if it's not a pay-per-view, they're better. What's that, Art?
It was a real big deal for a while, and now it's really not.
It's not.
It's just oversaturated. It's what Sam and I were saying at the store the other night. It was just like, there's so many fights that now I go, do I like... three or four of these fights, or do I not really care?
Yeah, I'll wait for the animated GIF on Twitter, you know?
Right. I think this 214 is an old-school card, meaning it's stacked from top to bottom.
It might be the most excited for a card I've... I was really excited for 200. But
it wasn't exciting, though. It ended up not being an exciting fight.
I agree. And which this could, too. I doubt it. I don't see a way. I mean... you got fucking three title fights.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, there's a couple people on there that don't not throw down. Cyborg, Cerrone.
Lawler, Cerrone.
And then you know that Jon Jones and Cormier are going to beat the shit out of each other.
And Woodley and Maya, too.
So it's going to be very hard not for this not to be a great card. For this not to... I mean, like, dude,
you know what's interesting?
Look at that catchweight, 140, Alameda, Sterling, Sterling versus Barrero. That's a great fight.
That's probably the best fight on the undercard. Barrero. What's interesting about this is, and I don't think a lot of people talk about this, this could be a longer fight card because you have three fights that have to go five rounds because all three of them are championship fights. So you have three-round fights.
It could be the longest one in history.
If all three championship fights go five rounds, this could be a three-and-a-half-hour pay-per-view.
Right.
I feel so bad for Tanya Evering. What's her name? She's fighting Cyborg.
Evinger.
I feel so bad for her because, I mean, like, dude, if she
wins...
this is the biggest upset in sports ever. Because this is a culmination. This is the crowning of Chris Cyborg. The 6-7 years that the UFC has basically pushed her out, she's finally getting her belt.
Yeah.
I mean, if she win, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
She should easily.
If she doesn't test positive for penis.
Hey, dude. Hey.
Hey, throw that upstairs.
We're not cool with that. I'm not cool with that. This is
Tony Hinchcliffe told me to say that.
Cyborg podcast. We are pro cyborg. We're full cyborg.
I'm just happy you're not calling her Cyborg.
Cyborg? Yeah.
I like her. I think she's.
I like her.
Yeah.
Dude. Our boy, Mickey Gall, wants to have sex with her.
I wouldn't take it that
way. Really?
Yeah, I'd like to watch.
I'd like to watch that.
I'd like to watch them fuck.
I don't know who comes out of that
okay,
on top.
Aaron and his wife, Cyborg Mickey Gall, who's the main event on that fuck fest?
Whoa.
Yeah, what's up, Ari?
Why Aaron and his wife? Why not me and Aaron's wife?
Okay, that's a great point. I mean, they are in a fight. Goodness. They are fighting.
Well, here's the thing.
We're not fighting at all.
I know some people that have been with Ari, and Ari's a little rough. Sammy likes to say, Ari likes to punch girls in their asshole. Well, Ari is constantly saying, oh, that's not what I said. I said I like to smack her in the ass.
Punch her in the ass meat.
And I don't know if Aaron's wife can take a good punching in the ass meat. But I do know I'd be down watching one of these blistering four-hour fuck sessions of Aaron's where they just carb up. Fucking
talk about a long card.
Hydrate. Yeah, that would be. And Mickey Gall and, I mean, that could be 2 12 rounds that, you know, everybody in the audience is giving a standing ovation, like at the end of Rocky III. If I learned I can love you, and then you learn to love me. You know what I mean? Where Russia during the Cold War starts cheering for America all of a sudden, like, what? You just beat their champ, and now they're like, you know what? We do like democracy. That is a great script, Cocaine. Thank you. Great script, Cocaine. If I learn to love you, and you learn to love me. Shut up. You know?
I would love to see Aaron talk like that after he's done with a four-hour fuck fest. His face is all fucking beat up from the smack fest of him and his wife.
She's got ice on every part of her body. She's just panting on the floor. If I learn to love you, and you can learn to love me.
Hurts. Let's go over these fights.
This is down in Anaheim, too?
Yeah,
down in Anaheim.
Shit, I have to be down there. Fuck.
You're going to the fights?
I'm going to a wedding down there, so I'm...
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, these are going to be good fights, man. Manoa versus Odezizimer.
Let's go predictions. I'll go
click on that one.
I'll go Jimmy Manoa.
I really hope
Cerrone wins.
Me too.
I love Lawler too, man. That fight is just like, don't let anybody die. When you see, I know we're looking at this shit
look
first.
Look at this girl.
She is hot.
She looks like an X-Man. She looks like one of the X-Men.
Curran.
But her record sucks. Yeah, I mean, like you're fighting it versus some Russian chick who does Stitch does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Look at her. She's Curran. She looks like one of the X-Men.
Yeah.
And Cyborg looks like an X-Man.
Dude, not cool, bro. Listen, 2/14 is coming up. You guys got to use BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. That's right. Go to BetDSI. Use Punch Drunk Sports. Is it
Punch Drunk. That gets you $20. $10 to gamble with. $10 to gamble with. And, did you see the guy that... did three different parlays.
No.
And won all three with his punch drunk money, made $233.
Wow.
That's what you do when you
three
use
parlays.
BetDSI. Sportsman, why don't you use BetDSI?
I do. I just don't tell people about it.
Why?
Because that ruins the odds.
That's okay. I see that. I can dig that.
Right now, it's good odds.
That is good odds.
What sport are you making most of your cash in, sports band?
Croquet.
Oh, yeah, croquet.
I thought you were going to say cocaine. That would have been even better. Let's go. Go hit Lawler versus Cerrone.
Here's what's amazing about this, Sam. I was looking at this last night. I was looking at this exact page. Look at their total number of fights.
So much.
Donald
dude.
Cerrone is 32-8. He's had 40 fights.
Yeah.
Lawler is 27-11.
He's had 38 fights.
And both have one no contest. So they're basically 80 fights, 80 professional fights between Robbie Lawler and Donald Cerrone.
I'm going to go with Lawler on this one, though.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
80 professional fights between them.
Isn't that incredible?
Warriors.
80 car accidents.
80 car accidents.
Way
actually,
more than that. Way more than
so
that.
So 80 times.
Lawler's had so much. He's taken so much damage.
So is Cerrone.
Oh, let's go up to Cyborg versus
Who do you guys like in this fight?
I'm gonna go with Robbie Lawler.
Red Band's also going Lawler. Yep. I'm gonna go with
what kind of chance you have when they don't even have your picture up?
I'm gonna go with Cerrone. All right, what are your thoughts on this?
Cerrone.
Yeah, me too. All right, so we'll see. And then now Cyborg versus Tonya Avenger, and they don't even have a photo for her.
They have a guy.
It's like a ghost.
And they have a guy avatar also, like a placeholder.
Yeah, who has male pattern baldness?
That shadow looks like if, like, you know, you're asleep at night in your bedroom and Mickey Gall's sneaking in to rape you.
Yeah.
That's what that shadow looks like.
Can I be honest with you? Who do you have in the fight? Cyborg versus that shadow?
If
it's a shadow, I'm going to take a shadow anytime because I don't trust shadows. I've never met a shadow I liked, especially mine. And it's always, every time I look, there it is sneaking up on me.
Yep.
But I'm going to go Cyborg in this fight.
I respect that.
I'm going to go with Cyborg also.
All right, next one.
What is a no contest? Do you just walk
that
in and go, never
there
mind.
There was an illegal knee, something happened, ended it.
Yeah.
It's a no contest.
Oh, okay.
Something happened, illegal happened.
Yeah, something happened where there's not a winner, not a loser.
Headbutts.
Is that a positive to have on your record?
No. It's not a win, not a loss.
Yeah. You had a fight, you didn't get you didn't get a loss.
But did that person do the illegal move or the other person?
Not necessarily.
It doesn't really
matter. They just ended the fight.
Inadvertent headbutt. It's not a disqualification.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You don't get dinged, but you don't get a win.
Okay. Suicide bomber.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Tyrone Woodley, the chosen one, versus Damian Maia.
This is a fight that I am looking forward to.
Me too.
Could this be the Damian Maia era?
I mean, Damian Maia has an amazing, like, up there, down, and right back up sort of story that we rarely see in the UFC.
This is jiu-jitsu versus striking. This is jiu-jitsu versus wrestling. This is black versus whatever Maia is.
Maia, Brazilian. AIDS vampire.
This is America versus Brazil. This is soccer versus football.
I'm still going to go with Woodley on this one.
I'm going Woodley, too.
I want to run Woodley.
What are you going with, Ari?
No, I'm going with Maia.
Maia?
I am too, and I think here's how. I think he's going to get him in a choke. I think his jiu-jitsu is good enough that as long as he doesn't get knocked out, I'm going to go Damian Maia as well. Why not?
Wow.
Well, I guess I'll have to prove you all wrong.
So I'm going to go with Woodley. I don't know. I think he's going to put fucking his fists on his face and knock him out. Final one. Daniel Cormier versus John 607 Jones. Look at that reach advantage, dude. Look at that. A foot, dude.
Jesus, a foot reach? I mean, there's no question. There's no question Jones takes this.
Now, here's my only thing, dude. If there's ever a time Cormier could get this, it is right now. With the lack of fighting that John Jones has had.
I mean, in the octagon, I'm sure he's beating the shit out of everybody at a Denny's.
Should we say what the Fight Nanny said?
Totally.
Fight Nanny told us. 411 info.
Ari, breaking news.
Breaking news, Ari.
Hold on. I'm having trouble. You guys are breaking up a little bit. What were you saying?
Breaking news, Ari. We got breaking news.
Wait, there's breaking news right now?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Well, hold on. Before you give it to me, you should listen to this.
Okay.
Because there is breaking news. So,
breaking news.
Ahead.
Breaking let's hear news. Okay, we got double breaking news. We got breaking news sound effects. John Jones.
Okay. Wow.
John Jones.
Sorry.
Okay.
Breaking news.
This is like a breaking news bukkake right now.
Okay, guys, breaking news. There it is. Okay. Hello? Is this
now we need a woohoo.
Breaking
news. Stop it.
You know what, guys? Never mind. No. Say it.
That John Jones was drunk.
Breaking news.
John Jones was drunk over the weekend, starting fights with people at bars. And they started a fight. And they started a fight with I want to say Nick Diaz's manager over the weekend.
And apparently had his like shirt ripped off, like took his shirt off and was like posturing up like nobody
Which
wants to fuck
me
with me.
It's sad that he's still acting like this. He's still acting like this. It's
but
like,
we've
dude,
seen that.
Yeah, but what do you
with
need
other
to know
athletes?
That you fucked up, man? 2 years. Imagine if you did something so
bad. Johnny Manziel. Look, I had everything.
Tebow, let's say you fucked up so badly you weren't allowed to do stand-up for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean,
would you like be like, okay, I need to stop?
You would think. But, I mean, some people, I mean, look at, I mean, we saw it with Johnny Manziel. How many times did he get warned? How many times did he, I mean, everyone's like, for a year and a half, everyone's like, dude, you're going to lose your entire career. This isn't college. This is the NFL. It's your job now. Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm going to rent this mansion and throw a, there was champagne bottles in the trees. He did $40,000 worth of damage at a house he rented for a weekend.
When you
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, yeah.
John Jones, unfortunately, until he proves otherwise, and you can't be good. Not getting arrested for a week, for a year isn't being good. You're not. So you're supposed to not get arrested. You're supposed to not get arrested. So don't be like, hey, man, I haven't been arrested. I haven't been, yet. No one's seen me doing blow in a year. Doesn't mean you haven't been doing it.
Right.
I don't know, man.
When you're a bad boy, you can't really stop, you know?
If, wow. Hey, was that UFC or gay porn? I think John Jones is going to win this fight.
Hell yeah.
There's a part of me that wants Cormier to win it just to teach this guy a lesson.
I agree. Yeah. I love John Jones. Cormier, if there's ever a time he's going to win, this is it. But it's definitely going to be John Jones. Look at that. He's got a monster logo on his fucking... Are you allowed to do that? I didn't know you could do that.
I think they changed it. I think Or Monster's a new UFC guy.
That's probably more likely.
I mean, John Jones is rocking a boner.
Someone had a funny thing that John Jones has a new sponsor, and on his Reebok thing, it had an Uber logo on his shirt.
Ah, that's funny.
He's not allowed to drive. One thing I'm excited about... You know what I'm excited about, Tebow? We're now starting to see ads for fantasy football.
Jesus.
So close, dude.
We should discuss what we're going to do. We don't have to do it today, but maybe when Johnny's back next week, what we're going to do with Punch Drunk Fantasy Football. Oh, breaking news. Oh, Red Band.
Right.
Aria has breaking news. Breaking news.
Oh.
Okay. Hang on. If I could...
That sounds like some kind of gay Vegas show right there.
Ari, are you playing fantasy football this year for Punch Drunk? Are you going to do your usual thing? I'm too busy to look at a lineup for 4 minutes.
I am a lot less busy now, so I'm going to play this year. And I'm...
Breaking news! Ari's playing this year in fantasy
breaking
football.
News,
Red Band, breaking news. Ari's playing fantasy football. All right, what's your news?
My news is this. I'm going to play fantasy football. I am going to win fantasy football.
That kid loves the party. He's got such
oh, my
a fancy
God. See,
this little boy's got a giant dick. Holy shit.
That guy on the left looks like he just carved up.
That little boy's got a giant dick, dude.
This is what I think of when I think of fantasy football. So anytime I hear you guys talk about it, I think you're talking about this release from 3 years ago, fantasy football.
How was it, Red Band? Is it a good movie?
It's not bad. You know, the kid on the right, I mean, he's got a nice cute little tush, and it gets split open like a peach.
That guy on the right got fucked so hard, his legs got knocked off.
I know. If you Google fantasy football and click on the images, the first one that comes up is the film that we're talking about.
If you put up fantasy football gay porn,
yeah,
not just fantasy football.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Fuck that football, boy.
Yeah. So hot, dude. So hot. So thankful.
So, Ari, you're in. You're playing. I'm excited to hear that. Now, I don't know if we're just going to do one. Let me run this by you, Ari and Sammy. Tell me what you guys think. Should we just do one league and make people do insane things to be able to get in? So that would mean we have 9 spots. We would have 9 spots. 9 people have to prove to us why they get in. Or are we going to do the same thing we did last year where we have like – 50 fucking leagues.
So you don't... I mean, I like to have our own individual leagues because it allows more fans into it. But it's up to you guys, whatever you guys want to do.
Ari, last year you had a league, I had a league, Sam had a league, and then we had the overall main... So there was four Punch Drunk leagues. The main one, and then we each had individual ones. But the problem with that is, once you start losing, then nobody cares. So you have all... If we just had one Punch Drunk league, 12-team league, I think everybody would be very committed to it.
I'm in.
Can we also have this? Can we also have this for a league? Because I know what happens to a lot of fantasy football is, like, you get half of the season, you're like, ah, I'm not really going to make the playoffs. There's no real chance. I'd like to have a punishment for who comes in last.
Absolutely.
Well, we did that with Josh Martin, kind of.
How about this? We'll think about ideas of how people can get in to the nine spots that we have in a 12-team league.
Yeah.
And then that aren't the three of us.
All right.
We're going to pull from the bag of bets, and that's what whoever finishes in last has to do.
Okay. I'm down.
Whoever finishes last in the league has to pay off whatever's in the bag of bets.
Yes.
What do you mean? All of them?
What's that?
All of them?
All of what?
Bag of bets?
No, we're going to pull something out of the bag of bets when the season starts.
Go back to that. That's incredible. So this guy, I'm in. Okay, finish the thought. Sorry.
I'd like to go,
whoever comes in last has to pay off two things. Whoever comes in second to last has to pay off one thing.
I mean, I'm fine with that. I know it's not, I mean, I might not win the league, but I am positive I'm not going to fucking finish last. So,
oh, well, I am positive that I'm going to win.
Okay, breaking news, Ari's positive he's going to win. Thank you, Red Band.
Thank you, Red Guy.
Yeah, thank you, Sports Band. I mean, I'm cool with that. Well, we'll discuss it, but I think we've agreed 12-team league, and we're going to find...
We're going to get rid of the other leagues.
We're going to make fans figure out what they can do to be in the one league, and then bag of bets for last place, maybe two bag of bets for last place. What was that about Whitehead, Lucky Whitehead?
So this guy, he gets this guy...
Cowboy, wide receiver.
Got dropped by the Dallas Cowboys because they thought he got arrested. He goes, I wasn't even there in that county. I wasn't even there then. Turns out he wasn't, and they already dropped him.
Really?
Wow. So could he sue somebody? I don't know.
I guess, they could drop him for whatever reason they want to drop him.
Who put out that he was there? The cops?
Officers. I would sue the police. Yeah.
He was arrested.
I'm like, you can't just release that I got arrested. It actually not only could cause me loss of income, did cause me loss of income. Mm. I'm suing you guys for millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I can't say that. That's actually not true. I was going to say, I'd rather sue the Dallas Cowboys and get whatever money and then not have to get into 50 fucking car accidents. But if you're a football player, that's your dream, you know. It's like, would you sue the Comedy Store for $1 million and then never do comedy again? No, of course not.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, of course not. I mean, that's the same scenario as that.
Yeah, I would sue the cops.
People have sued the Comedy Store because they no longer get sponsored.
Oh, yeah, of course.
People have?
Yeah, remember when that one dude hit his head on the belly room and fucked his neck up?
Well, that was different.
Yeah, that was different. And then remember What's-Her-Face also sued the Comedy Store, the waitress?
Yeah, that was cookies. Different.
I know, but I'm saying that's two people we know that have sued the Comedy Store.
But suing to not get, because you didn't get spots?
Did it hold up in court? What happened? What was the outcome?
What was her
never
name?
Made it.
What's her name? That one chick sued for that reason, that crazy chick.
Yeah, that's every chick at the Comedy Store. That crazy chick.
That guy looked like he had a tattoo of Byron Bowers on him.
It did. I was like, why is he got Byron Bowers? By the way, Byron Bowers performs now in beach gear. He literally walks up in like a fucking sombrero, and, like, he just got done swimming at the pool.
Well, we know that's not true because he's black.
Yeah, that's my whole point. Black people. Hey, go to, because you have t-shirts up
there. Go to blackpeoplecan'tswim.com.
No, allcomedytshirts.com.
Allcomedytshirts.com.
What's it say? Your Mickey Mouse package?
Leave me alone. My notifications just came up saying that my Mickey Mouse.
Let's look at the Kill Tony one real quick. Kill Tony's got a cool shirt up there. Click on that for Red Band.
Yeah. It ships this week. I don't even know.
All right. Look at that cool-ass shirt. $25 pre-order. Buy it now. Kill Tony. The shirt is cooler than the guy. Now go up to Punch Drunk Sports, please.
Oh, God. This guy's great, by the way. The guy that runs all kinds
of
Yeah, I love that guy.
Here's all the cool Punch Drunk shirts. Oh, look at this new one we got up. Go up there. Click that one. What do you got here, Tebow? Tell us your wacky idea. GoBots?
It's just Transformers logo.
Oh, it's a Punch Drunk Transformers logo. More than meets the eye. And it's a Punch Drunk shirt. I like that one. I will be buying one.
We also have the next two coming up. We have Fight Nation shirt, which is almost done. And then
down,
Sports Bands right after that.
Can you go down? Mm-hmm. Is that as far as it goes? I thought you added a new one. Go down. I thought we had the new ESPN one that was coming out. I guess not. Yeah, get that Punch Drunk. Get that.
Oh, yeah, go to allcomedytshirts.com. And, you know, you can get, you're going to have some Death Squad shirts up there, I believe. You got your Kill Tony shirts. You got your, all your Punch Drunk merch that you can get up there. We got the new Fight Nanny shirts coming out this week. We got the Sports Band shirts coming out. And Tinfoil Hat shirts are up.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
If you ever wanted me on a shirt.
Yeah, go on. Can you go back to All Things Comedy, the All Comedy T-shirts, and go hit Tinfoil Hat?
We should do some Carb Up shirts for Aaron.
Hit Tinfoil Hat.
Hydrate and Carb Up. That'll be Aaron's shirt.
These are the new Tinfoil Hat shirts. They're exciting. We got mine. Here, click on the Smoke Weed Eat Pussy one. This is one I'm really proud of. Smoke Weed Eat Pussy. Hail Satan T-shirts. We're hoping you get those. Those will be flying off the hook. And then the actual T-shirt. Tebow will be doing the show in 2 weeks, not next week, the following week. We're doing a swap cast. We're doing a Punch Drunk and Tinfoil Hat swap cast, in which we're going to discuss whether all sports are rigged.
Rigged, yes.
What did you talk to Dean Del? Yeah, Dean Del Rey on the
other day. Yeah, we talked all kinds of conspiracies.
Diabetes isn't real.
Yeah, we talked.
He told me Guns N' Roses never existed. I said Axl Del Rose existed.
Yeah. We had a great one. We talked the occult in rock and roll.
Yeah,
Aleister Crowley.
Oh, I thought we talked about the cult.
No, I love the cult.
Yeah, me too.
It was good, man.
Lisa Cult Jam.
Check it out. Oh, yeah. Oh, hit Sam Tripoli. Do you have a Sam Tripoli up there? Is there a Sam?
Yeah,
look at my new one.
Oh.
Look at that one. Wow. It's the.
You need to get a Dean Dell shirt.
No, that's not it. There's another one. Go back.
No.
It should be there.
No.
Where's the other shirt?
Guy.
Oh, there they are. That's my new one over there.
The one on the left?
Yeah. It's the. I'm the one who rocks shirt. So that's my new one, which I really love. It's my Heisenberg shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good shit, man.
Love it. Training camp started.
Yeah, has it started?
Did it today?
Really?
Training camp started at I believe 2 o'clock today. Some teams reported. Cowboys are today. Between today and Wednesday, almost every camp goes up.
Should we take bets on whose team's going to be the best?
What's up with your corner? Is this guy going to jail or what?
I don't know.
Your first round pick, they still haven't signed him because his court case isn't. They don't know if he's going to jail or not.
With the gay porn. Stop with the gay porn.
Dude, he's just looking up training camps. Which one of these guys would you fuck last?
Last. I'll tell you the
guy. That little guy.
The guy looks like the Truth Machine, Josh Meyerowitz, right there.
Oh yeah.
I'd have to be...
I don't gotta tell you, I really didn't like your blowjob. I mean, you did good.
This is the most gay porn we've ever had on this podcast.
And two different times we spent the entire time watching gay porn.
I don't know. Look it up. Look up Raiders.
Conley. Something Conley.
Rookie cornerback.
Raiders first round pick. I think it's Conley.
Did we sign him?
Conley.
Raiders? Yeah.
Even though that's sexual Darion. Investigation. You guys remember that?
That's old, though. That's old. We got to go back. Go back.
No, that's him.
Yeah, but it hasn't signed him, though.
No, he has not signed. Because they don't know if he's... going to jail or not.
That's a big issue.
And that's your first round. I mean, they expect a first round pick to be your starting corner.
We're not afraid. We're not fucking afraid.
I mean, you would think they would have to know something.
Breaking news. We got some
least,
breaking news.
To at least draft him.
We got some breaking news. RG3 has might be signing with the Chargers.
Wow.
All right.
I got no problem with that.
I have no problem with that.
I mean, it's a great insurance backup. If something happens to your boy, and something happens to him from time to time. He ain't the healthiest of quarterbacks. And if RG3 takes over that team, I mean, in Los Angeles, if that guy gets hot, he could be a fucking fun thing to watch. I'm cool with that.
They have a decent line, right?
Not
he
really.
Needs to get behind. He needs a line. Like, you know, I can't believe they didn't sign him. I probably because they didn't want the distraction, but the Cowboys or even the Raiders, he would be perfect with a great line.
He would be. I could see him being good with the Raiders. And he's a good guy. I mean, you know, RG3's never been locker room problem for the most part.
No, he has not.
He's the
not.
Derrick Rose of the NFL.
Red Band, what
he's
is
had more
team?
Knee surgeries than he has knees, just like Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Two knee surgeries.
Yeah.
What?
Red Band, what's your football team?
My football team?
Yeah.
Cleveland Indians.
Cleveland Indians? We should have, I would love to have a sports trivia. Next time Gomez is in, we should have Gomez versus Red Band sports trivia.
Yeah, like a Jeopardy.
Whoever gets one right wins, basically, at this point.
No, I mean, if I were to choose, it would be Ohio State Buckeyes, and that's college. When you're from Columbus, you pretty much just, that's all you.
Yep. Notre Dame, Michigan, Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, all of those teams right there, that is their pro team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's their pro team. There are more Notre Dame fans in the state of Indiana than there are Indianapolis Colts fans in the state
of Indiana. It's unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing the Pacers complained about, that the Pacers are so pissed because more people cared about the Hoosiers and Ball State.
Oh, absolutely, Hoosiers, so for
other,
sure.
What's the other?
Purdue.
No, there's another good basketball team.
Valpo.
No.
Butler.
They cared more about Butler.
Oh, because
Butler, Hoosiers.
Butler, and Butler is in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and they cared
and
more about
IU's
that.
And IU's like an hour away.
Is that crazy? Red Band, you look like you're about to do something serious.
All of those schools are
DJ mode.
When you think about the NCAA tournament, here's all just in the little state of Indiana: Butler, Valpo. Oh, both those teams almost always make the tournament.
Yeah.
Then you got Ball State. You got Purdue. You got Notre Dame. Like all of the IU, those are all within 2 hours of each other.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 hours of each other. That's not all of those schools are within 3 hours of each other by car.
Yep.
And almost all those teams, other than Ball State, makes a tournament every year.
Yeah.
I mean, Notre Dame has had some bad years here and there in basketball,
no, they
but they're good the last couple years.
Year.
Absolutely.
They had a good team.
And back in those Digger Phelps days and whatever, they've been around.
Hey, you guys want a bag of bets on who has a better season out of the three of us?
It's too early, but I will. I want to get through preseason. I feel like doing that, we're going to jinx one of our players to go down in the preseason.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be mad that I did it. But I'm willing to do that. If we all get out of preseason without injuries.
We're all expected to do really well. But who will do the best? The Cowboys, the Raiders, and the
all three of our teams are in the top eight, I believe, of Pro Football Talk's power rankings.
If I had to guess.
I think you were five. I think they were eight. I think we're two.
I think Falcons definitely are number one of those three teams. Oh, okay. I think the Cowboys could be a fucking 10-6 team that nobody understands, or a 9-7 team, or they could be another 12-4 team.
You know, I was listening to your podcast with Adam Egot. It was very great. I loved it. Yep, it was great. Fatim Egot. And I totally forgot that you and I believe Ren Azizi, and I definitely Adam, at the Giants game where the catch happened with Beckham.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You were at that game in that exact end zone. Like, that happened right in your lap.
Yeah, hold on. Let me look up who won real quick.
Oh, you're crying.
Yeah, turns out it's the Cowboys won that game.
Wow.
Yeah, do you think – now, here's the thing about the Cowboys. They're going to have probably the hardest schedule in football.
We got a tough one, too.
Yeah. How do you think they're going to do?
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
I think 10-6, man.
I think
that's an overrated team that's playing on an easy schedule. I think they're going to key on Dak a lot better.
I
think Zeke is still going to go great. But
what's up with Zeke? He can't keep his head. He's another fucking knuckle.
Nah. It's never affected his game.
I don't have him down as a knucklehead yet. I think he's skews towards knucklehead. I think he needs to get smarter about who he hangs around with and what he does. He's the guy that doesn't realize, oh, I am the face of the Dallas Cowboys. You're not some special teams player that walks in and you're like, that guy's big. I bet he does something. And you're like, oh, actually, I play for the Cowboys. You're like, oh, shit, that's cool. What do you do? Oh, I'm special teams deep. No. This guy, he walks in everywhere, and everybody's like, oh, shit, there's the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
So when you're at Mardi Gras, don't be ripping chicks' tits out like he did. That, even if she's cool with it, because everybody's taking pictures.
She was cool as shit about it.
It was never a problem. That was his girl and his party, and they're having fun, and she was like, oh, you got my tits out. But 700 people just got an Instagram of the Dallas Cowboys pulling some girl's tits out.
Yeah.
It is amazing that when you
can't pull tits out?
You can.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's terrible. It's assault. And the girl's like, I don't know. We're cool. I never thought it was that. Yep. We haven't understand. Like, and Sam, like, when you fuck with somebody in the front row and, like, hump their face, it's like you wouldn't do it to someone who's not into it. So then it's like, we're going to ignore consent and just say, no, it's wrong. It's just a weird situation where she's like, yeah, I like that.
But in that same example, if Sam all of a sudden becomes the spokesperson for Gatorade and everybody that's in that audience is taking pictures of Sam just humping this girl's face and they are tweeting, this guy from Gatorade is like pretty much raping this girl. Even if she's cool with it or not, it's a problem.
Yeah, because it's very rarely it's like when you do comedy, right, and you do a black joke, black people laugh. It's all the white people that get offended.
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't believe you did that joke. Mm-hmm. What world do we live in?
Yep. Or anything. You do any kind of joke. It's the people that are getting offended are the ones that are like, I would laugh about this if one of them wasn't here.
Oh, yeah.
That's really what they're saying.
I always do a joke about that. You do a joke.
I'm like, I made the joke, and there's black people here. It's obviously a joke. They're laughing. Why are you not?
Well, I always do a joke about
how. I would if they weren't here.
I go, dude, there's only one of them. Look at how many of us. We can take them if we had to.
Yeah, probably not, actually.
That's true.
Just like two black guys back-to-back just fighting like one of those old-school fucking video games. Street Fighter or whatever the fuck. What is that on top of your... It looks like a drumstick. I can only see half of it.
Apple pencil.
That's what it is. Apple pencil. Wow, look at you. That thing is big as fuck. I'm going to know how deep I can get that thing into my ass.
It's because it's got
to be. I think 3/4 of the way, but you can fool me. If you prove me wrong, go all the way.
What happened with the candy bar and the asshole podcast? Did it get taken down and then got put back up?
What happened?
What candy bar and what asshole?
I told Bobby, like, I'll do your fucking podcast, but put it up on the 18th when I'm done with my special's out. And he goes, yeah, okay. And his producer's like, yeah, okay. And then Bobby sent me a text. I was out all night. Bobby sent me a text like, hey, sorry, I don't have any pockets, so I got to put yours up. Sorry. And then I wrote him the next day. He's like, no, take that the fuck down, man. I agreed to do it because you said you'd wait.
Oh, and so now it's out.
You put a candy bar in your asshole?
No, Bobby Lee did.
I would never. Bobby did.
I would never.
What kind of candy bar was it? Like a Twix? Or are you talking about like one of those Butterfingers?
I brought different kinds. There were Twix. There were Payday. Bobby did not step up. He used the Twix.
Left or right?
Left to right butt cheek?
No, left to right Twix.
Twix is easy.
How deep did it go?
Like
he was just fingertipping it.
Oh.
Wait. What do you mean fingertipping? What does that mean?
Means he's just like, he just put the tip in.
He just put
all he's got left to hold on to it is his finger.
Oh, my God.
So he got like three out of 4 inches in his ass?
He got it all but some fingertip. That's what I know.
Jesus Christ. You should have made him do a payday.
Then did he eat it?
Of course, man. Delicious.
That's cool.
Twix.
Hold on. He pulled off his ass. He went at ATM, did?
It's Twix. Guys, Twixes are delicious.
I'm not arguing.
Like you are.
No, I've had a 4-pound bag of Twizzlers in my ass at once.
Shooting on Twix.
Well, it was 4 1-pound bags, but still, there was a lot of Twizzlers in my ass. Had a hard time fucking.
So hold on. So he shoves it up there, barely with his little Asian fingers, can grab the tip, pulls it back out, and then eats it?
Yeah.
God, I wish Steve Ramsey was on this podcast because he would just throw up. You would just throw up.
Did you eat any of it?
No.
He hates Twix.
I know. Had it been 40 that, gummy bears.
I mean, caramel's good, but sometimes not with the chocolate.
What made you do that, Ari? What made you do that?
Me?
Yeah, what made you tell him to do that? Is he known for that?
Because once, a long time ago, when I came in, him and Stevie were sticking chocolate stuff up their ass. So I was like, those are good days. Let's go back to that.
Him and who?
Stevie Weeby, his brother.
Oh, I thought you said Ren is easy. I'm like, that's so uncharacteristic of him. That's such a low fucking. The guy can't even hear a story about a dog taking a poop.
How did he do with the anal bleaching? Did he?
He fought it very hard.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to throw up at any minute. His face was red as this red, bro. Mm. And a lot of dry heaving, but he just. He took it like a trooper. Ari's asshole spread open. Jesus. That was his job, the jaws of life.
If he would have thrown up on Ari's asshole, that would have been, I would have quit comedy.
I would have just, I would have just moved to the mountains.
The greatest.
Yeah.
It will never get better than that.
I would have just moved to the mountains and start writing my book.
I feel like I just saw another podcast copy that. Like,
maybe.
Like the anal bleaching thing recently.
Probably. We are the anal bleaching podcast of record.
Yeah.
Oh. Someone did just copy it. SDR show. They didn't copy it, but they did it.
Ugh. Well, it's hard to copy it. The funny thing is you know, usually you do a bet like that, you're like, man, that's going to be a fucking tough one to pay off. Not for old fuckface. He shows up almost naked, no shirt, barely had pants on, and then as soon as we were going to start it, stands up, takes it. He's completely naked, just bent over, smiling like a little kid who's at the zoo for the first time.
You guys didn't see the naked roast, man. That was one of the most disturbing nights of my life.
Yeah, we heard a lot about it.
That was horrible.
Great nights.
Earl masturbating the whole time.
Yeah, Ari told me that he's constantly like jiggling his junk under the table. To like, yeah, baby, I got to get my monster prick hard.
No.
And then Ari's everyone can see under the table right now.
Thank God for Lindsay Jennings, huh?
Yeah, but still, that didn't help enough. You know,
it wasn't enough cleanup.
No, I mean, there was just too much going on.
Just a Band-Aid on a hatchet wound.
Dude, the piss in the mouth. Like I was. Side, like right next to it, and he had his mouth open at the time that Ari threw it. And I just watched it, like it went in his mouth, then he like lifted his tongue out and just piss started pouring off the sides of his mouth, mixed with blood.
This guy, that's him pissing in the fucking Starbucks cup that he drank later.
I know.
I think he gets bored with his dick and asshole. He goes, I gotta start drinking piss. I gotta up my game.
Gotta mix it up some, son.
I hear you, baby.
What are you gonna do next? You've done the pissing, the pooping.
What if you do?
I'm gonna eat barf.
Huh? Oh,
Ari, barf. I swear to God.
No.
You know what you should do? Eat SpaghettiOs before you barf. SpaghettiOs barf.
Good idea. Yeah. Good idea.
You should do a game I call.
Not a good idea.
Do the game I call Mousetrap. Remember the little game Mousetrap where it had a little BB and it would go around and that net would land on it?
Mm-hmm.
Ari, you should just hover over your own boner with your mouth open. You know when you shoot a guy out of a cannon and then they land in that net?
Mm-hmm.
That's what your mouth is. And you just fucking, you're churning butter, bro. You're just churning butter like an Amish whore and then try to launch your own cum into your own mouth.
It is pretty crazy if you masturbate and try to aim it toward your face when you cum. Like, it's really, it's hard to do without, like, pushing it away at the last second.
Is it like when you try to put, like, magnets next to each other? They repel each other?
Yeah.
Like, you try to shoot in your own body. Your body's like, well, cannot compute.
I mean, the first three squirts, pretty much no-brainer. I can splat it all over my face. But the next 8 or 9 squirts, that's when it starts to get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what about that, Ari? What about you blowing a load in your own mouth?
Been there.
How many people here have tasted their own jizz?
I've tasted yours.
By mistake.
Mine or yours?
Your own.
No, never. No, I've tasted mine.
I've had sex with a girl and came in her, and then passed out, and then the next morning ate her out, and then my cum like just dripped in my own mouth. I've done that, but everyone's done
And
that.
How did that feel?
Oh, I spit it back in.
Did you cry?
Huh? Did no, no, I was so hungover, I didn't remember that.
Oh, hungover jizz, too. Oh.
I jerk off on my golden grams.
Who hasn't?
Just, you know.
I once fucked
a duck?
Steve Burns' chicken sandwich.
Oh, I remember that story.
And then watched him eat it.
Oh, God.
I fucked a sandwich that Ari ate, and he drank
what
a
glass. What was your name? Katie Manzella?
Well, I think it was your ex-wife that did that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I fucked a sandwich that he ate, and then I dunked my dick and balls in a bowl of cereal that they ate, and then I put...
You're saying it wrong. What? You're saying that you fucked the thing I ate when it's like, I ate the thing that you fucked. I think that the order's different.
Yeah, that's true.
I respect
true.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, from your
point of view. It wasn't like you do a chicken sandwich. You're like, ha, now let me fuck it, and then we'll throw it away.
I respect
no,
that.
No, no, no. Yeah, my intent was to feed you this. I wasn't just fucking a chicken sandwich, and then Ari walks in, he's like, oh, look, a yummy chicken sandwich.
No, it wasn't like that.
No, no, you're right.
Well, guys, we got to get going because another podcast coming in here, and Aaron really hates if we go a little bit over. He gets very angry because his next podcast is his favorite podcast.
Oh, great, Aaron. Good
yeah, Aaron doesn't care
is
about
it. Is that true?
Apparently, they don't talk about fucking his wife.
I guess there's that. Aaron, would you ever admit on air what your favorite podcast is to work on?
Yeah, he already said that.
No.
Felipe Esparza's.
No.
Oh, it is? Felipe Esparza's his favorite.
He said that. He said that.
Felipe is awesome.
Hey, fool. Hey, fool.
Hey, fool.
Hey, fool.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Guys, Caveman Coffee, use the promo code.
Punch Drunk. That gets 15% off, and that helps all of us over here. And also, when you go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link there. And that's how you can shop at Amazon, and that's another great way to help out the show. Red Band, thank you very much. Always love having you as a sportsman.
Thank you, guys.
You guys have a great time in Canada. Safe travel.
Ari, yeah. Did you get that treatment I sent you?
What treatment?
I sent an email with a treatment that had the numbers for the podcast. Did you get the treatment? Look at it.
Treatment?
Oh, you're such an asshole.
Okay. I mean, Sam, I am promoting a fucking Netflix special right now. Stuff's getting lost.
Okay. All right.
Good job on the special.
Ari, have fun at the Nasty Show. Guys, Toronto, come out and see me and my boy, Red Band.
And Dean Tell. Oh, yeah.
Dean Tell,
better
man.
Believe it.
All right, bye, Ari. Take care.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, guys. Thank you for tuning in. We love you guys very much. Take care, and we'll see you next week.